MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. And this is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 27, 2025. Beverly nurses and teachers are in the news. Amesbury solar panels discussion has been put on hold. Partly cloudy, upper 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10.09 a.m. and 10.39 p.m. A couple of stories by Caroline Enos in the Salem News. First from Beverly. Nurses picketed outside Beverly Hospital Wednesday evening in a call for a fair contract and to bring attention to negotiations they say have produced few results. The nurses work at Beverly and Addison Gilbert Hospitals, which are a part of the Northeast Hospital Corp. NEHC also includes the Leahy Outpatient Center in Danvers and is owned by the Beth Israel Leahy Health System. Unionized throughout the Massachusetts Nurses Association, the nurses held Wednesday's rally to advocate for adequate staffing and other issues still on the negotiating table. And Caroline Enos also writes in the Salem News, in Beverly, the teacher strike that kept students out of class for 12 days in November has cost the city about $770,000 in legal bills and other expenses. The costs were discussed at a March 17 city council meeting and required counselors to pull $628,000 from the city's free cash reserve to cover them. And again, reporter Caroline Enos has much more detail in today's Salem News. Matt Petrie writes in the Newburyport Daily News, a bill looking to regulate a potential solar farm in the city of Amesbury was continued to the City Council's April 22 meeting after new amendments were added to it by the Planning Board. The bill comes as the city deliberates whether to approve a proposed 50-acre solar farm on private land near Lake Attitash and Meadowbrook Pond. Conceived by solar company Sincarfa, the farm would have over 600 racks holding more than 13,000 panels, generating around 5 megawatts of power, which would go to National Grid, according to the city. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Zach Laird writes on itemlive.com, in Swampscott, the town's health department has partnered with And Still We Rise, a mental health service, to offer residents different forms of support and therapy. The two entities joined forces to create free support groups and a group therapy program for residents, which is completely free of charge. Community members are encouraged to reserve spots as space is limited and phone screenings are required before entry. Residents can attend different slots on various days to participate in the program. The program runs on Fridays, with the next session being March 28 from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It also runs on Tuesdays, March 18 and 25 from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. After community members go through a phone screening, the location of the meetings will be provided to people who wish to attend the program. To get more involved and learn more about the program, you can call 978-575-8103 to start the phone screening process. And Ethan Foreman's writing in the Gloucester Times, about 35 Cape Ann Museum volunteers, community and board members, and staff gathered Wednesday morning to hear Director Oliver Barker take a cue from the Viva San Pietro chant of St. Peter's Fiesta to proclaim Viva CAM, C-A-M, Cape Ann Museum. Barker did so during the kickoff to the museum's year-long 150th anniversary celebration at the Janet and William Ellery James Center on the CAM Green campus on Poplar Street. The morning's events served as the kickoff to a year-long celebration of the museum's 150th anniversary, which includes the reopening next spring of the museum's downtown campus that has been closed since October for renovations to create world-class gallery space, among other improvements, amid an ongoing CAM 150 capital campaign. In North Shore sports, Marblehead native and former Olympian 43-year-old Shalane Flanagan was named the NCAA's Women's Indoor Track and Field Assistant Coach of the Year. Flanagan is on the University of Oregon coaching staff. Newburyport Daily News has named Pentucket's Amelia Crow as its Girls Basketball Player of the Year. Crow is a junior who averaged almost 16 points per game with 50 three-pointers this season. Today is opening day for the Red Sox. The 2025 season begins at 4:05 today in Texas against the Rangers. Celtics beat the Suns in Phoenix last night 132-102. Their road trip continues Saturday night in San Antonio. The Bruins lost their seventh straight last night 6-2 to the Ducks in Anaheim, and they'll resume play Saturday in Detroit against the Red Wings. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.